today was the follow-on event to what we did last week. Last week, we dispersed to 11 homes. Today, we visited those who are not in homes but in hospital, those who are unlikely to be with their families over Christmas. So we visited them, cheered them up, and gave them a few goodies just to cheer them up.
Which hospitals were you able to visit today?
We visited Beatrice Road Infectious Diseases Hospital first. There is a mixture of adults, children there. It's one of our own hospitals. From there, we went to Edith Oberman, which is a maternity home. She's receiving 500 new babies a month. It's a very busy hospital. So we saw some of our newest residents there. Then we moved on to Wilkins Hospital as our last stop.
And where did you get the goodies that you were distributing? We look at the economy is not doing very well currently. Where did you get the donations?
All this is the efforts of our chair fund. The chair fund has been working quite separately from my office and have been doing all the fundraising. And they have assisted in making sure that we had enough for all our commitments this year.
Are you planning to do any more donations before Christmas?
I will need to hear from the board, but I think we're done for now. We won't be doing any more donations. It remains for us to wish everyone a Merry Christmas, in particular those whose circumstances are not as good as our own, those who may not be able to celebrate in the normal sense, those particularly deserve our very special wishes at this point in time. So we wish not just everyone in the city, but those particularly those who are not feeling too good.